Last year was a record year for clean energy. For the first time ever, 30% of the electricity produced around the globe came from renewable sources. That's about halfway to the world's collective goal of reaching 60% by 2030. Ali Velshi is chief correspondent for MSNBC and host of the show Velshi. Ali, these numbers come from a London think tank called Ember. When you went through the report, what were the bright spots? What did you see?
Well, it was interesting, Peter. There are a number of things in here that are kind of interesting. One is this is the highest we've ever had with respect to the amount of renewable energy actually used. So that's a good sign. There are a number of things about it, though, that give one pause. We are increasing our actual use of electricity. So about a third of the electricity that we're using in the world is renewable. And the main source of that, by the way, is hydroelectric, which is generally means waterfalls or dams or things like that. There's been a great increase in solar, great increase in wind. The cost of alternatives is coming down. That's a very good piece of news. And the fact that there's so much alternative energy being used means that the infrastructure to keep that going starts to exist. Because with fossil fuels, with oil, with gas, with coal, you've got industry and industries around that support that. Now you're seeing not just specific aspects of green creation of energy happening, but you're seeing industries, green jobs and green industries growing around it.
You say the world used more energy than the amount of energy that the world used is going up. I'm curious what's driving that.
2% higher. Some of it's global population growth. Some of it is the fact that India and China are both places where people are still urbanizing. They're still moving out of poverty into the working class and the middle class. So they're using energy in a different way. When you're agrarian, you just use less of it than you do when you're urban. Some of it is that there are technologies that are going to be more energy efficient in the future, like the use of heat pumps and things like that. And people are installing them, and they're using more energy at the front end. And some of it is that the world is getting warmer. So areas like, take London, for instance, where people didn't have air conditioning. Now people are putting both air conditioning units and central air conditioning in. So there are a lot of reasons why we're using more electricity than we have been in the past. But the increase, 2%, it's about the amount that Canada uses every year. That's how much we've increased in the world.
Scientists have long said that time is of the essence here if we want to slow down emissions and global warming. And the world is only about halfway to reaching that 60% goal by 2030. So it's coming up in 6 years, right? So what's it going to take to reach that goal?
Well, the good news is when you think about inventions and things like that, you think about things like Moore's Law, things that have exponential increases. And what we're starting to see here is that there is an infrastructure for consumers to pick up ways of being more green in terms of energy. But not only that, it's not just cars and consumer things they can do, but industry can as well. There are more government grants available for the consumption of the conversion of things into green energy, the carbon capture for industries that put out a lot of carbon. But you needed enough companies on the ground that could actually receive those grants and undertake those innovations. And it looks like that's where we're going. So I think the good news out of this report, if one wants to put a silver lining, is that we will start to see more green energy used over the course of the next few years.
MSNBC's Ali Velshi, thank you.
My pleasure.